Helga. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has voted in favor of guidelines for conducting an impeachment probe of President Donald Trump. Thursday's procedural party line vote allows the committee's chairman to designate hearings as impeachment proceedings. It also allows witnesses at such hearings to testify for longer than usual and for Trump's legal team to respond in writing to any information presented. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded Thursday, telling reporters the American people understand the proceedings must be based on careful, methodical consideration of the evidence.
Come with me sometime and you'll hear what the American people are saying. They understand that impeachment is a very divisive measure. But if we have to go there, we'll have to go there. But we can't go there unless we have the facts.
Pelosi has urged caution in the past, saying the public doesn't support impeachment. Republicans say the resolution is intended to distract from Democrats' reluctance to have the full House authorize an impeachment inquiry. China, offering the latest gesture of goodwill in the ongoing trade dispute with the United States. The Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman said China was looking into purchasing U.S. agricultural goods, such as pork and soybeans. On Wednesday, U.S. President Trump announced he was postponing tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods from October 1st to October 15th. Reuters reports U.S. stock index futures rose on Thursday after President Trump said the U.S. would delay the scheduled tariff hikes. The 10 leading U.S. Democratic presidential candidates are debating Thursday night. It's the third in a string of Democratic presidential debates ahead of next year's party election contest to pick a nominee to face President Trump. This is VOA News. Former Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe's funeral will be a private family occasion. That according to a family spokesman on Thursday. There's been confusion over whether Mugabe would have a public burial or a private one. Here's Leo Mugabe, the former president's nephew.
The family had never announced the fact that they were going to bury him in Zimbabwe. The family only had said they were going to have a private burial.
Leo Mugabe insisted there was no feud with the Zimbabwean government over the arrangements for the funeral. After the public viewings, Mugabe's casket will later be taken to the country's national stadium in Harare and then to his birthplace. More than a week after Hurricane Dorian, Bahamian authorities say at least 2,500 people are still missing, and the death toll of 50 is expected to rise significantly. Reuters' Serena Dayaram reports.
Authorities in the Bahamas are working to put together a picture of the human cost of Hurricane Dorian more than a week after it ravaged the country. On Wednesday, they said some 2,500 people are still missing and at least 50 are confirmed dead in the wake of the country's most powerful storm on record. That number is expected to rise drastically. Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minnis says the government is ramping up efforts to find those who had died.
We will first and foremost put the priority on notifying families and giving them the help they need to grieve.
Minnis has also called for a national day of mourning, but did not specify when, saying flags will be flown at half-mast on all public buildings to mourn the dead.
That was Reuters' Serena Dayaram. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson flatly denied he lied to Britain's monarch when asking Queen Elizabeth to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks in the run-up to a Brexit deadline. His comments came hours after a three-judge Scottish court ruled that his government's advice to the Queen, which led to the five-week suspension that started Monday, was unlawful because it disguised the government's true reasoning for wanting that shutdown. Johnson said it was nonsense to suggest the request was anything out of the ordinary or a bid to undermine democracy. Iran says it has sold oil on a tanker near Syria's coast to a private company. This would be in defiance of U.S. efforts to stop such a sale, fueling debate among observers about whether the ship has offloaded any crude. U.S. ally Britain had seized the tanker on July 4th on suspicion of planning to deliver Iranian oil to Syria in violation of EU sanctions. More international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA. VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music now.